This is The Long Way Around, a DCU fanfic featuring characters from Young Justice, written by Betty and Z, who has orphaned all their works, and read by Rena Jenkins. It is the first story in the series Alt Country. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairings Tim Drake Con-Ill and Tim Drake Match, with additional tags for underage sex, mistaken identity, porn, pining, and non-con, because at a critical juncture, someone gives very misinformed consent. If this story suddenly fails to make any sense at the end, these scans may help. brown-betty.livejournal.com/pics/catalog/370/78462. In summary, for those of you who haven't read Young Justice, Khan is a clone slash hybrid of Superman and Lex Luthor. Match is a clone of Khan who takes his place and doesn't tell anyone. He's his evil clone, and he tries living Khan's life for a while. And nobody realizes it until after the disaster's been had. Tim has been pining and thinks he's having sex with Khan, but actually he's having sex with Match, and there is a lot of angst and pining. If this is not for you, and perceived infidelity is not for you, or non-consensual because of not knowing who your partner is not for you, feel free to skip to the second story in the Old Country series, You Each Time, which deals with the aftermath and has the emotional resolution. Tim's been wondering when Khan would notice how Cassie felt about him. He missed exactly when it happened. He wasn't paying close enough attention. But clearly, sometime since they rescued Secret from Ape's headquarters, Khan finally did. It makes sense. She's Wonder Girl, he's Superboy. Tim puts it out of his mind and continues exploring. The resort looks ideal for their needs, and certainly has enough space for all of them. Khan and Cassie could easily find the privacy they want here, unlike the old JLA base. Tim tugs open the hatch for the dumbwaiter. It resists at first, and then gives way, sending up dust. Tim sneezes.
Gesundheit,
says Khan, and Tim has to work on not jumping.
Khan will never let him forget it if he realizes he snuck up on Robin.
I thought you would be in the game room, says Tim, without turning.
Turns out Bart can play both sides of a foosball game by himself.
The way Khan says it, it sounds like a euphemism for masturbation. Tim's used to that by now. He's never been able to decide if Khan does it on purpose or by habit. It doesn't bother him. Mostly.
You and Cassie, says Tim, and then realizes he didn't mean to.
Khan raises his eyebrows slowly.
Yeah? What about me and Cassie?
Tim fights the irrational urge to back away.
I thought that you might be with her right now.
Khan's grin is wolfish, and suddenly he's right there, bracing his hand on the wall next to Tim's head.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I'm right here.
And that's the other thing Khan does, that Tim's not... he's not sure if he's reading it correctly. Sometimes it seems as if Khan's... well, as if Khan were.
Yes? Tim asks. Is there a problem, or did you just come here to annoy me?
He regrets saying it as soon as it comes out of his mouth. Khan's gonna get that slightly hurt look, and... but Khan doesn't.
Mostly here to annoy you, really. You're kind of fun to bug. Sometimes I can get you to blush.
Tim, he hates himself, blushes. Khan's face softens.
Listen, I figured it out, okay? I guess you think I'm a jerk for taking so long. I'm kind of dumb.
You're not, says Tim reflexively.
Yeah, I really am. I mean, you've been my best friend for a long time, right?
Yes, Pecan talks over him. And I didn't get it, but now I do.
Pecan smiles, and it's not the cocky smile that's been grating against Tim's nerve the past week. It's shy, and it makes his heart beat faster.
What?
His voice is dry. Tim swallows.
What exactly do you get? What do you think, Boy Wonder?
And Tim has half a second to think it's odd that Khan doesn't say Wonder Boy instead. And then Khan's kissing him, his tongue nudging Tim's lips open and licking his teeth.
Tim can't breathe.
He gasps when Khan pulls away, and later he'll be embarrassed at how flushed his face is right now. But embarrassment is the furthest thing from his mind when Khan leans in again, making the kiss deeper, and then he thinks that's Khan's TTK undoing the front of his Robin tunic.
No, he manages, and Khan's face clouds. I mean, not... Just a second, if I don't...
Tim fumbles with the panel, and then pulls one glove off with his teeth, and Khan's eyes flare briefly.
I don't want to electrocute you,
he says, and manages to smile a little.
Good,
says Khan.
It's a non sequitur, but Tim's not going to be too picky. This wasn't supposed to ever happen. He wasn't supposed to ever think about it or imagine it or let himself fantasize about it when he knew he was off camera. But it is. And he did. He's here, right now.
Tim lets Khan take off the tunic. And then Khan's hands are sliding up underneath his t-shirt and his belt falls to the floor, forgotten.
Tim feels naked already.
Khan's lips are on his neck, and Tim is positive he'll have a hickey there. Thankfully, his cape covers it, but still. He's being careless, reckless. This whole thing is a bad idea, and stopping is the last thing on his mind. He wraps his thighs around Khan's waist, and Khan makes an impressed sound.
You're flexible.
Seriously, Khan should have noticed that by now.
Tim rolls his eyes, which Khan can't see because his nose is in Tim's ear, and tries to stop himself from feeling like he's just got everything he's ever wanted.
It's not safe. But Khan's there, pressed up against him like he wants to climb inside Tim the way Tim wants to climb inside him. And he knows it's mostly hormones, and it's stupid to confuse the chemical hit with anything more serious. Except that Khan is saying into his ear, Rob, God, Rob, you're perfect. And Tim doesn't know how not to say back, Khan. And he feels like he's given everything away with that, and only hopes Khan wasn't listening. Khan just groans in response, moving his hips against Tim, and fuck, Tim can feel how hard Khan is. The tights don't hide anything. And Khan could probably feel Tim's erection, too.
Make that definitely.
Because that's Khan's hand pressed against Tim's crotch, pressing and rubbing. And then Khan's hand is inside his tights, and Tim muffles the sound he's making against Khan's shoulder. The material of Khan's glove is rough and perfect, and Tim jerks helplessly in his grip, before squeezing his eyes shut and coming. He lets his legs fall. He thinks he might be shaking a bit, which, again, embarrassing. Khan chuckles against his cheek.
No bad stamina,
he says, an edge to his voice. Tim blushes and opens his mouth to protest, but Khan kisses him again, his tongue fucking Tim's mouth. Tim feels dizzy again. He thinks if it weren't for the wall behind him, he would lose his balance. Khan starts pushing his own tights down and gives Tim an expectant look.
Well, sharing is caring, dude.
Khan has a point.
Tim drops to his knees. He's thinking that the generally preferred status of oral sex should camouflage any deficiencies in his technique. He's thinking that Khan will make a noise completely without dignity and grab him, try to fuck his face. He's not thinking at all. He's mouthing at Khan's penis and there's a buzzing in his ears. He gets now why Bruce is so rarely intimate with his dates. How can you do this? Make someone moan like Khan is moaning and then give it up? Holy fuck, I... says Khan. And Tim tries suction. It doesn't make sense to him that Khan's fingers in his hair should feel quite like this. Should feel like so much. It's not as if his scalp is an organ of pleasure, after all. And yet. Tim pushes his head back against Khan's hand, and then slides his mouth down until his gag reflex kicks in. He slides back up, and then down again, and Khan is... keening is the only possible way to describe it. It makes Tim suck harder and groan, and it makes him want to babble terms of endearment even though his mouth is full. Robin, I'm going to... Khan's hands are pulling Tim off, even though Tim doesn't think he would mind swallowing. And Khan comes on the wall next to Tim's head. Khan's laugh is breathless, hoarse. Jesus Christ, Rob. It's perfect. It's... Tim starts to clean himself up with a wipe from his belt, reflexively. He's sure he's supposed to say something, but if he opens his mouth now, he's not entirely certain what he'll say. Khan laughs. Rob, he says again, and kisses Tim messily, then grins. No one knows how fucking sexy you are like this. Just me. Tim feels as if his knees and his breastbone are 4 meters apart. He can't be Robin like this. He needs to pull himself together. I need to check the perimeter. Khan backs off. Okay, yeah. Do you want me to come with you? Yes. No, Tim says. I know where your room is. And he means it as a promise. The problem with the resort is that it's a resort. Somehow, the architecture makes everything feel separate from reality. It's easy for Tim to avoid Cassie, anyone, as he slips through the halls to the room Khan's claimed. He picks the lock and slips inside. Khan's on the bed, and he starts when he sees him. But after a second, he leans back, and his thighs fall apart ever so slightly, and it's the most blatant invitation ever. It would be a crime to turn it down. Tim doesn't let Khan talk too much. Later, they'll talk. Later, when Tim knows what's going on, when he can be sure. And for now, there's just this, just the thrill of letting Khan hold him down, pin him to the bed, and then slowly break him. He didn't know he could have this kind of trust with someone who wasn't from Gotham. He didn't know he could have this. He wants to stay, but makes himself leave. He can't let himself... He wonders if, maybe, he can. In the morning, on their way to the news conference on the White House lawn, Cassie smiles up at Khan, and Khan gives her the same bright grin he gave her before. Tim looks away. Apparently, it didn't mean anything. But someone should... Cassie shouldn't... They've got to get there. They're going to be late. In the shadow, out of sight, Tim wishes he could be with everyone, because they have to do this right. Cassie, he can count on, but Khan? Well, it's good to know he's still objective. He knows he can't rely on Khan to stay on message. Khan seems uncomfortable, fidgeting, as they wait for the news crews. But Cassie's looking calm. Of course, if Sissy were there. It doesn't matter. Khan relaxes when the senator strides up, clearly angry. Typical Khan. He's most comfortable with confrontation. Cassie's perfect for this, too. She grins before she starts talking, as if Neptune is comical and Tim is hyper-aware of all the ways in which he's let down the Robin legacy. Suddenly, Khan interrupts her. Everything the media said is true. They're crazy, the bunch of them. Tim struggles to keep his balance. What's Khan doing? He didn't resent Wonder Girl's leadership so much that he... None of them has any business being a superhero. I'll turn state's evidence, anything. Just shut him down. Khan's gone insane, Tim thinks dizzily. He can't think he's helping. He couldn't do worse if he tried. He couldn't be less helpful if he were actively trying to sabotage. It clicks. So suddenly and so perfectly that Tim is horrified at his own stupidity. He let himself hope. He let himself believe that just because he wanted... How could he forget? How could he have missed every clue? How, when Khan, the real Khan, Superboy, is blurring past his ear, yelling obscenities and hitting his imposter so hard they dig a furrow into the ground? It's a good thing he's still objective. It wouldn't do for him to be compromised in dealing with the imposter. It isn't particularly difficult to keep from thinking about everything he shouldn't think about. Some part of his mind is reeling, but it's irrelevant because there's chaos in the scene before him and his team needs him. Tim swallows dry once and jumps into the fray. The end.